believe in represents Earth's most advanced technology. On your trip to the star Vega, you will be in suspended animation. Your body is cared for by computers. The trip will take approximately 50 years. However, from the time you are put to sleep to the time the computers wake you up, you will not feel the passage of the years. You will arrive there exactly the same age as you were when you left the Earth. If the computers fail, a battery of auxiliary systems will take over. You and your 319 shipmates are Earth's greatest hope. Unless we succeed in colonizing numerous productive planets, the human race, bound to one used-up planet, is doomed. In case of emergency, the computers are programmed to wake you, two at a time. I wish you luck. The fate of the human race is riding on your shoulders.
Maximilian Jackson. I'm a demolitions expert.
I'm Zygarde Trask. I'm an electronics expert. It seems that we have encountered a strange anomaly in the universe. A gigantic spaceship ahead of us. Here, the view screen. Watch it.
Lord, that ship is gigantic.
We have tried to push it away. Or to change our course, but it's no good. I'll try again here.
Try it. I mean, look how big that thing is. God. Look. It's opening. My God. Giant gaping hole. We're heading straight towards it. Do something. I'm trying. It's no good. Can't you alter our course? What's wrong? The people in that ship must be pulling us towards them. Do something.
The Collectors. Written by Alan J. Serre. Directed by George Connors.
You've got to get out of here, man!
You are stating the obvious, comrade.
Look, you little bastard. I didn't sign up for anything like this. But we're just gonna have a peaceful sleep till we reach that planet. Who are these people?
Come on, get a grip of yourself. Turn on the outside light.
They're on now.
Come on, I must punch the computers to analyze the composition of the water. The readout is carbon, 14%. Nitrogen! 18! Listen closely!
What? Sounds like an engine! Some sort of giant engine.
An engine? Of the spaceship? But that means we must be surrounded by atmosphere! To conduct the sound! Quickly, let's send a probe out!
There it goes!
The data's saying to come in. It's carbon. Good Lord!
What is it?
It's an anesthetic. If we went out there without suits, we'd be put in suspended animation.
Voyage to the Stars continues following station identification.
Let's go out, check around, see what we can find.
Okay, let's get our suits on. Open the airlock.
All right, I'll go first.
Quickly, turn on your suit lights.
Don't worry, I know. You know, I was trained too. I know these things. You know, I'm not any moron or anything. Say, there doesn't seem to be any exit from this chamber.
No, I don't think so.
Can't get out. Do something. Get us out of here.
Quickly, bring up the laser. All
right. Here.
Quickly, one blast.
My job, I'm the demolitions expert.
Full power. Another blast.
Yeah, did it. There's a nice hole there. Come on, let's go. Down this corridor. Come on.
No doors. Walls all around us. Come on.
It's time for that laser again.
Set it.
All right, there it goes. Damn it. There, two blasts for good measure. There, that did it.
Look inside. The green anesthetic.
Good Lord.
A ship, an alien ship inside.
Quickly, let's try another one of these chambers break through.
Come on.
All right. I'll set it again. Broke through. Good Lord, you see what I see? I'm not imagining it, am I?
Look at that alien ship. God.
What have we stumbled onto?
You might as well go and investigate?
Well, we've come this far. We might as well go further.
Look, there's a room adjoining that one.
A door this time. Such a large door. Come on, into the room.
God, look. Computers. Thousands of them. Looks like a control room.
Where are the controllers?
In God!
What is that thing that just walked in?
In his hand!
No! the back of the ship. Aliens surrounding me! Quickly, I must get away! Yeah, the corridor! One of the alien spaceships! There's a control mob! This is Eva! The gas is draining from the room! Yes, let's go back to run! There they are, the doorway! My God! Look! The top of the ship! It disintegrated the aliens! God, I don't know who they are, but they look friendly. Come with me to my ship where we have a translator.
This should do it.
The translator is transmitting in binary. The readout is... We have also been abducted. We are anxious to make a treaty with you. Now, log of electronics expert 4897. I have made a treaty with the aliens, and I have left some men whom I revived with some alien experts on the other ship. They are visiting Earth and the alien planet to benefit from its scientific devices. Now the ship continues toward Regulus. And I, back to my long sleep. This is Alan Sede. Stay tuned for scenes from our next week's show.
This has been Voyage to the Stars. With Alan Saley, Adolf Edler, Tom Sartor, Christian Doherty, and Tara Phillips.
Copyright 1971 by ACD Productions Incorporated.
Music composed, conducted by Jerry Goldsmith.
Special effects by Alan Saley. Aliens provided by the Capital Sony Company.
California.